All right, what's up, y'all? Y'all back vibing with Miss Tiana E, and I am here with my big sister, my girl, Tia. Miss Tia versus Fancy Cash. Miss Fancy Cash. Miss Big Money. How you doing?
Hey, girl.
The Duval Dave Ramsey. Oh, my God. Hey, Ken.
Say hey. Say hey. Do your YouTube thing. Say hey, YouTube.
Come on.
Say hey, everybody.
One, two.
Do it. Say hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody. My name's Mackenzie. This is the sweetest sister.
Yay!
Okay, so how is it? Are you excited? This is your second event.
Yes.
Three months passed. Two events.
Right.
How's it been?
It's an amazing feeling. I stepped out on faith. I wrote it down. I executed it. It was a dream and I made it happen. I'm so happy. And I could not have done this without my girls, my mimosa girls. She's a mimosa girl, y'all.
I am. You see, I got my referee.
Right. Like, we forever. So I can't do it without my team. So I'm like, you know, I'm just, it was my adrenaline rush right now because I really, like, you know, conquered two events in less than 3 months.
Now, you know, a lot of people trying to figure out what made you start getting into this. How'd you get into podcasting? How'd you get into entrepreneurship? How'd you get into wanting to build people up? Like, people want to know these questions. This is the question people want to know. They want to know about Tia.
Okay, so growing up, I never knew what I was good at. I never had any idea of, like, what could I do? What was my purpose in life? I couldn't do hair, I couldn't do nails, I couldn't sing, but I can talk. I can talk my ass off, and I feel like when I talk, people listen. So I wanted to, you know, teach people how to be entrepreneurs. That's something I'm really good at. I wanted to, you know, be that person to other people that I've always wanted for myself. And that's just, you know, who I try to be, that big sister to everybody, that best friend to everybody, that cousin, that homegirl. Like, that's just who I love being.
Now, y'all, this event was a little, now what can you point out the difference from this event and Manifest No Mimosa?
So Mimosa's, everybody's lit. Like, we having fun, no filter, we turned up. This event was really for the knowledge. Like, it was an intimate event, wanting people to come out their shell, gain the confidence that they needed to be successful in their personal lives and in their business. And I think I achieved that, you know, with this event, I think.
I think you did good. The difference that I noticed with this event was more so that this one, it was more intimate, and two, baby, she had certified children, child care, potato people over here. Like, this was really good. So she's a mom first, so she's gonna make sure that, yes, even though there's some mom bosses, there's some mompreneurs that's out here, and they need to be able to come to events like this, be able to write down notes. Look, people are saying that they have literally wrote down pages of notes from this event today.
Okay.
And they're going to apply it today. So this actually helped a lot of people because they're able to actually, like, manifest mimosas. I feel like they were able to manifest what things that they wanted to do. Now we're in 2020. We're here. And now it's like, this was your foot on next event.
It's a with or without you kind of, yeah.
Everything that was taught here, everything that you heard here, what is something that possibly, like, influenced you, encouraged you to keep pushing with your own personal brand?
Something that pushed me was just the people that came out who spoke about being antisocial, being introverted, having really bad anxiety. It just lets me know that what my goal is with my personal brand. Like, I have to keep pushing because there's people out there who need me. Like, they need me to be their voice, and I feel like I can bring that out of people. Like, I want to help them achieve that confidence level that they desire, and it just motivates me to keep going. Like, when I see that's the need and that's a solution I can offer, like, it just motivates me to go harder.
Yes. Now, okay, y'all, I'm not gonna lie. Me and T, we just did a couple weeks ago. That was, we shot her Shoot Your Shot, Friendship Shot podcast. And this is, a lot of people, they said they heard it, and a lot of people that was here, they said, like, yeah, that's a podcast I listen to on the regular, so I know what she's talking about. But when I tell you, a lot of people have definitely incorporated a lot of those things that we discussed today, because a lot of people come in like, hey, I know I don't know you, but hey, here's my cards. And that's good. Like, that's good that you're bringing event not only for just women, but you're bringing it for black women here in the city, where we always feel like this is a crab in a barrel type situation, and it's not. Like, we were able to actually fellowship with women, actually connect, network, right, and right. actually influence, like, some influential words being said today, and there's some things that make you want to push and do so much more with your brand, because it's so much more than you. A lot of people are looking at you and you don't even know. So how does that even make you feel that you know, like, a lot of people be looking at you and they're rooting for you and they don't even know you? Like the one guy, he said, I don't even know her person. This is my first time meeting her in person.
Yeah. It's an amazing feeling just to know that I'm making an impact on people's lives. I feel like I finally found out what my purpose was in life and why I'm like placed on this earth. And it's like a good feeling to know that I'm fulfilling that. Like, it's an amazing feeling.
I ain't gonna lie, have you ever cried because of it and stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, no, I get a really, really emotional, like in my DMs, like on a regular, like people will literally just write me, you know, pouring their hearts out and, you know, talking about how I inspired. I'm like, me, little me, like my life a mess. Like, my friends know, like, I'm just like, you know, winging it, but I guess it don't appear that way to other people. So if I can, you know, be that light to somebody else, like, I'm gonna continue shining.
So y'all make sure y'all follow my girl Tia on all social media platforms. Make sure y'all keep on the lookout for all any upcoming podcasts, as well as any events that she will be doing and the endeavors that she has going on. So Tia, just let them know where they can find your Instagram, where they can find you in your social medias, and where they can find you. Being a mom boss,
right?
She had a grand opening, a grand reveal of her baby's business. So can you discuss the business and what made you actually want to like start your kids having their own business? I know a lot of people, they said, you know, start your entrepreneurships when they're young, stuff like that, and you starting them fresh out.
Yeah, so, like fresh out the womb. I have a 4-month-old and a 4-year-old. And I was inspired a couple of years ago about the vending business. This man was a millionaire, and he came, and he used to come to the bank. When I worked at the bank, I was a teller, and he used to come with like buckets of quarters, and I would always try to avoid taking him in my line. And one day I just had to have him because everybody else was full, and it ended up being me, my turn to take him. So I asked him, I said, why are you always bringing in all these quarters? And you know, I'm looking at his account, like, you worth a couple million, like your account is private. I can't even see how much money you have in here. He was like, well, I own different vending machines in Norfolk, Virginia, like all over the city. And you know, in my mind, because I have a limited mindset at that time, I'm thinking, oh, the only people that own vending machines are, you know, Pepsi Cola and you know, big name brand companies. I didn't think that everyday people own vending machines. Mm-hmm. So I've always had this like desire to do it. But when I, you know, just did my research and I seen like how obtainable it was, I wanted to start off with my kids. Now, right now I'm wearing so many hats. I couldn't start off with the full fledged big vending machines, but I started off my kids with small gumball machines. I partnered up with different schools, community centers, daycares, and local businesses where my kids' vending machines or candy machines will be housed. And eventually it'll be so much more. Like, we're more than just vending machines. We kind of like, I like to use that analogy of McDonald's. If McDonald's were not a business right now and never sold another fry, they still a real estate business and they still gonna be bringing in big bucks.
Yes.
So that's what we're doing. We just planting a seed for my kids for their future, you know, endeavors and business plans.
Listen, Tia said, Tia versus Fancy Cash, I have an empire to build. She's not right. Playing with y'all folks.
I'm not.
So shout out to the Sweetest Sisters, because they got something cooking up on YouTube.
Right.
It's coming from their executive producer here.
It's a team.
And when I tell y'all, like, she would give you that influence, is that you are who you surround yourself with. If you surround yourself by good-minded people who hustle, people who have that same mindset that want it as bad as you want it, baby, you will obtain it. And I promise you'll see a difference and stuff. Absolutely. So, well, I'm so proud of you, Tia, for this event. This event was so good.
Oh,
and
thank you so much.
Everybody enjoyed it so much. And I know, because baby, she's been stressed about this for weeks.
Okay? I will sleep behind this, okay?
She has been stressed about this, but I'm very proud of her.
Thank you. Give me a hug.
So, y'all here, Vibe on Miss Tiana E. Y'all make sure y'all keep it locked.
You can find me on social media at Tia versus Fancy Cash. You can find me, my personal page is at Fancy Cash. And please support my kids' new business. It is at the Sweetest Sisters _ on Instagram and YouTube, the Sweetest Sisters.